This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. Parents who live on the financial edge end up paying far more for baby supplies than wealthier folks, especially when it comes to diapers. On bad weather days, an indoor McDonald's playground is an oasis for parents and cooped-up kids. Erica O'Brien is letting her two, 8-year-old Colton and 16-month-old Skylar, burn some energy. Colton zips down the slide like a pro. Skylar toddles cautiously through the tunnels.
You better get your passy.
O'Brien lives close to this East Dallas McDonald's with her husband and the kids. She works as a teacher's assistant at a nearby elementary school. Right now, she has a job and her husband doesn't. The $1,500 a month she brings home has to cover all four of them.
It's very difficult for rent and all the bills and everything. It's living pretty much paycheck to paycheck.
Parents of children who aren't yet potty trained will tell you one of the biggest headaches is paying for diapers. Kids grow, so they always need the next size up. And don't forget about baby wipes. 1-year-old Skylar still needs 6 or 7 disposable diapers a day. O'Brien says she's come very close to running out.
I have actually gotten down to like 1 diaper left for her, and there was still like another week before I could go get diapers.
On that day, a friend fronted her some and said not to worry about paying her back. When she does buy diapers, she can't afford very many at a time. That costs her.
I mean, it's like a package of 25 for like $11, or a box of like 100 and something for less than $20. So you end up paying a lot more having to buy the little packages.
On the last Saturday of every month, O'Brien visits Diapers Etc., a Far East Dallas nonprofit that hands out diapers to families in need for free. Last month, founder Justin Behringer says 600 people came through the door. Many of them were looking for diapers.
There's been tears of despair of folks who just feel like they have let their kids down, that they don't know how to make ends meet, to take care of the kids that they love.
He runs the diaper pantry out of an old church. On distribution day, parents get 50 diapers per kid. That will last a typical toddler a week. An infant, maybe 5 days.
Currently, we're giving out somewhere in the neighborhood of 10,000 to 12,000 diapers per month.
Behringer says not having enough diapers has a terrible ripple effect on poor families. If babies aren't changed frequently enough, they can get severe diaper rash or urinary tract infections. If parents run out of diapers, babies and toddlers can't attend daycare, which means mom or dad can't go to work.
Parenting's hard. Parenting's hard when you have enough money to get your kids everything they need.
Behringer gets his diapers from Hope Supply Company, which funnels baby essentials to nonprofits throughout North Texas. CEO Barbara Johnson echoes what we heard earlier about the challenges of buying enough.
A wealthier family can buy in bulk. They can go to Sam's, they can go to Costco, and they can buy at a better price than a poor family who has to go to the 7-Eleven to pick up a few diapers.
Everything's more expensive in small quantities, including formula and food. What's extra tricky, though? Diapers are taxed. And parents can't use federal assistance programs like SNAP or WIC to buy them.
Diaper need is actually crippling the poor in America because it is so expensive to afford to keep a baby in clean diapers.
A half century ago, cloth diapers were the economical standard. Today, Johnson says, cloth is a luxury of the wealthy. Even if a low-income family had a good supply of cloth diapers, a lot of them don't have washers and dryers at home. Most laundromats won't allow people to wash cloth diapers. Most daycares won't accept them either. As Erica O'Brien grins at her 1-year-old through the playground tunnel window, it's obvious she's doing her best. Running out of diapers, she says, might push her to the breaking point.
I would probably cry if I ran out of diapers for her and I didn't have a way to get any more.
A worry many parents on the financial edge carry with them every day. Courtney Collins, KERA News.